We contacted and talked with 10 cities across the country. You see three of the larger cities listed there, San Francisco, Chicago, and Philadelphia. We also talked to our neighbor, St. Petersburg, who's in the process of implementation as well. Bottom line, for the 10 cities, the implementation costs tend to run between $3 and $18 million there. But there is a most popular cost model, as you see on the chart. That cost model includes some minimal investment by the cities, but most of the investment is actually borne by the vendors who would actually install and operate the equipment.
A municipal Wi-Fi network works through low-power radio transceivers called access points or hotspots that can be hung from utility poles or installed all over a city. They link a central internet service provider with personal computers that are equipped with wireless network adapters. Director of Technology James Buckner said he was looking at various vendors interested in working with the city, but wasn't ready to go ahead and sign anything just yet.
With our budget issues that may be coming down later on this month, to continue to monitor the other city's progress, continue to monitor this technology change, and investigate potentially interested vendors who might be willing to support, and make sure that we don't end up with any monetary losses.
But Councilman John Dingfelder, who initiated the request for more information about bringing free internet access to the city, said there might have been a breakdown in communications with the technology department. He said he wanted to implement the service only in certain parts of Tampa.
I think that if we focused on, you know, we talk about getting new residents downtown, younger people into Channelside, there's more residential in West Shore, getting, you know, young people, you want to get the high tech thing going. And I don't know much about it, obviously, but I think this, if WiMAX is a newer technology, that's great. I would love to see us, you know, try something on a prototypical basis in the smaller areas, as opposed to kind of kicking back and just waiting to see what St. Pete does.
Technology Director Buckner said, in fact, the Tampa Downtown Partnership has been looking at providing various hotspots downtown.
But I believe there were 26 hotspots around. Some of those are operational. Some of them may have fallen into disrepair. But I believe possibly the Downtown Partnership might be able to revitalize that and bring those hotspots back up. And that might be the prototype that you're really looking for.
Councilwoman Linda Salcena said it was important for the city to provide Wi-Fi as a service.
I don't see this as necessarily needing to generate revenue for the city. I see it as providing a service for our citizens and a way to make ourselves more competitive and attractive.
But City Councilwoman Mary Mulhern cautioned the city not to spend too many resources for a potentially outdated product.
It doesn't make any sense for us to provide some, you know, low bandwidth access downtown. But if we got ahead of the curve and people coming here for conventions, people looking at moving into Channelside, which I think needs to be Channelside and Ybor probably included in those hotspots, it's got to be fast and it's got to be ahead of the curve for us to start using this as another incentive, another economic development tool to bring people to live here.
Citizen Terry Neal said other cities are having troubles with such Wi-Fi access.
And quite frankly, I would predict that Wi-Fi in its current state and the cities it's going into right now will fail, even the Wi-Fi Max. There's a reason for that, and that is that if you build Wi-Fi into an area, especially at speeds of 1 megabyte, the more people that sign on to a Wi-Fi access point, the slower the speed goes down, which means you have to add more infrastructure to the Wi-Fi system. That's very costly.
Charlie Guy is the executive director for the Bright Zone Institute, described as a nonprofit dedicated to educational technology research and development. He discussed the digital divide. The divide that exists with many Black and Latinos not currently hooked up to the internet. He said municipal Wi-Fi should not be approached as a distribution of a service like water or public safety. He said capital markets believe that what Earthlink is doing will not work.
They are deploying throughout the country, as Mr. Buckner alluded to, basically an inferior system. In order to get the price down for a blanket approach for the whole community, you have to cut costs. So if you cut costs and download speed and upload speed, I guarantee you will not move your businesses, even if there was a slight price differential from your current providers.
And Guy said that he believes that through grants from the federal government, the city should introduce Wi-Fi into the predominantly Black East Tampa area first.
You want to think bigger and you want to be ahead of the curve, then think small. The city of Tampa has the opportunity to probably be one of the first communities in the country.
All right, Mr. Guy, you need to wrap it up. Your time is up.
To look at deploying this first for East Tampa. And looking at the applications that need to be delivered, the solutions that need to be delivered, not looking at a blanket.